Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes. This is show number 227, and it's a set of spring rambles, starting off here with Kathleen Gorey McSorley out of the Maritimes. This is something called Cross Country Set. I'll tell you a bit more about that, and we'll head off to parts unknown to you anyways. I think I have a bit of a playlist. I'm glad you could join me. Back to the fiddle tunes. Fiddle tunes there from Kathleen Gorey McSorley. It's called the Cross Country Set. Includes three tunes, Bouzouki Reel, The Hunter's Purse, and ending off with the Tongadale Reel. She started playing, she's from New Brunswick, started playing rather young, and this CD she made about 10 years ago, a little more than that. She was only 15 years old when she made it. It was nominated for a number of awards and lots of press, not just because of her age, but obviously because of her ability as well. She performed traditional music as well as in symphonies. She was in the New Brunswick Youth Orchestra. Did some higher education since then, took some time off to find herself, and now she's into songwriting a bit more and kind of a more indie style, and released another CD, last I saw was about 2017. In Fredericton. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is a show of spring rambles. Head from there to Newfoundland and the Punters, St. John's based band. It was started by Larry Foley and Patrick Moran, a sort of rock and folk and traditional music and so on. They began their performing careers in around 1989. And were at St. Francis Xavier University, and Larry was there, and he moved to Ireland then and studied there for a while. Patrick's been playing the fiddle since he was about 6 years old, speaking of young fiddlers, and toured extensively through Canada and the United States. He kind of like a great big sea meets the Irish descendants in this band, the Punters. Their debut independent CD came out in December of 1995. This is a CD called Songs for a Sunday Morning. Here's a song called Slip Jigs and Reels.
He was barely a man in his grandfather's coat, sewn into the lining a 10-shilling note. Goodbye to the family, goodbye to the shore. Till I taste good fortune, you'll see me no more. Oh, the boat on the ocean, it tossed like a cork. And then one fine morning they sighted New York. And he stood on the gangplank and breathed in the air. A new land of plenty, I've come for my share. And he didn't like the ladies who ride guys in the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and the roll of the dice and the spin of the wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and me. There's talk of a pistol, some say a knife, but all are agreed there was somebody's wife. Some kind of commotion, a terrible fight. He left a man dead and walked into the night. On a train to St. Louis, just one step ahead, he slept one eye open, a six-gun in bed. And he dreamed of the mountains and green fields of home, while crossing the plains where the buffalo roam. And he didn't like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and the roll of the dice and the spin of the wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and they called him the kid by 21, and all that he knew was the power of a gun. And by 23 he had shot five men down. They got in his way as he rambled around. Bad reputation's a hard thing to bear. Mother's pour scorn and the children they stare. But he found consolation, flash company, and life ain't so bad with the girl on your knee. And he didn't like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and the roll of the dice and the spin of the wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and Escaleros, I heard people say, the deadliest ambush near old Santa Fe. A young buck was taken, dressed in a coat, sewn into the lining, a 10-shilling note. And he didn't like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, the dice and the spin of the wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. Slip jigs and reels. Thank you.
finest tin whistle players in Ireland. That's Mary Bergen. She's an Irish folk musician, widely acknowledged as a master of the tin whistle, plays the Irish traditional and the Baroque style as well. She was born in Skankhill in County Dublin. Her parents were musicians, learned the whistle at about 9 and won the All-Ireland Tin Whistle Championship back in 1970. She's released a few virtuosic CDs, played with a lot of the up-and-coming stars when she moved to County Galway then in the early 70s. Since then, she's been a member of the group Dordan, and she's taught hundreds of students in Ireland, across Europe, the United States. She plays the whistle what's called left-handed, so the right hand covers the upper tone holes, and the left hand on the bottom. Usually it's the other way around, that the left hand is at the upper tone holes. You know. Anyway, that's a small little bit of trivia there, in case you need it on a game show at some point. Playing of Mary Bergen is sort of characterized with great feeling and technical virtuosity and a real respect for the music. Sort of brightly ornamented but uncluttered was what somebody said about it. Crisp articulation. She's toured Europe, America, and Australia. That's from her CD called Traditional Irish Music on the Tin Whistle. And we started off that set with the Punters. And Songs for a Sunday Morning was the CD. Slip Jigs and Reels was the name of the tune. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. If you're somewhere on the west coast of Ireland, close enough, west coast of Newfoundland, you could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 in Norse Point, or 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly you're listening in at CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or throughout the Bay of Islands, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Next up, a man called Union Duke. And Webster's Dictionary defines Union Duke as sort of this raucous collision of alt-rock and twang and so on, bringing crowds to their feet, songs from the heart, soaring harmonies, driving rhythm, infectious enthusiasm. Well, at least this band hopes that's what Webster's Dictionary will say about Union Duke. Them, the five guys, they've got about 3 albums out, lots of festival stages, hundreds of thousands of kilometers in the rearview mirror. The band is happy to be doing new music, and they're great. They enjoy being on stage. I saw them a couple years back at a festival a number of times, and they are quite lively. They have this little bit of tendency to play faster than they can, but you know, that's true of many people within the idiom of bluegrass sometimes, or faster than the tune can handle. But anyway, great fun. Love them. This is from their CD, which is called Bandits and Bridges. This is something called Fire and the Furs. This is Union Duke.
Roll out the red and pour the Chardonnay, oh, for my lovely friend, the hope that you would stay, oh. Lines are crouching down so easily, and you already know each part of me. Well, drink till it blurs. All a mess and we both got caught. You broke my heart, so I told you off. I changed the past if the future didn't have all the things I've been missing all along. Alone in your eyes, together in the skies, oh, soft and polite. So I told you all, I'd change the past if the future didn't have all the things I've been missing all along. If the future didn't have all the things I've been missing all along, it's all a mess and we both got caught.
broke my heart, so I told you off. I changed the past if the future didn't have all the things I've been missing. All the Marice, kako si stvorenje, mogla bi te Marice ispeta pečenje. Oj, curice Marice, kako si stvorenje, mogla bi te Marice ispeta pečenje. Ja sam mala Marice, a sam velik vrago, pa me voli Marice i šokat si švabo. Ja sam mala Marice, a sam velik vrago, pa me voli Marice i šokat si švabo.
Speaking of playing fast, that is a band from Hungary that's called Sondorgo, and a series of live concerts there. The CD is called Live Wires. That was called something called Maris. Sondorgo is sort of a light, springy sound. It means, I think, light and springly and delicately plucked or something like that. Their signature instrument is the tambura, which is kind of like the mandolin, probably of a Turkish origin, and it's used by the Southern Slav, the Serbian Croatian communities in Hungary. It includes three brothers, plus a cousin, and a fourth member is on bass, a fifth member is on bass. The band has a lot of respect for their traditions, but they sort of innovate a little bit as well. Mostly instrumentals, although they do a bit of singing here and there. Fast and furious, you know, fingers flying, fiery panache and so on. And they sort of came together somewhere around 1995 in a small town near Budapest. And before that, we heard from Union Duke. Thanks for joining me on Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 227, however you got here. If you're in the eastern part of the island of Newfoundland, you could be listening on MUN Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM on Bell Island, Newfoundland, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Next up, we have Oliver Schroer and the Stewed Tomatoes. He grew up in Vandeleur, Ontario, a small farming community. It's in Grey County, near Markdale. He played French horn in the school band, but also took private violin lessons. And he went to university for a while, but he kind of got tired of that, began to busk in Toronto, played guitar in the Toronto subway, and picked up his violin again, and started to play fiddle rather than classical music. And he began to record. In 1993, he released his first album, Jigs Up, which was nominated for a Juno Award in the Best Roots or Traditional Album category. A pretty nice debut there. He's a prolific composer, recorded 10 CDs in about 14 years. He performed on over 100 albums, wrote more than 1,000 pieces of music. Very, very prolific. Taught music and mentored for quite a while in Smithers, British Columbia. So unfortunately, in 2007, he was diagnosed with leukemia, which proved to be untreatable. And he died in July of 2008, the day after he wrote his final piece of music. This is from his CD called Freedom Row, and it's something called The Blue Reel. It's a lovely feel to it. Just Just a note about something to look for in this song. In the blue reel, there are two vocalists, Tanya Tagak, who does some throat singing near the beginning, and there's some sort of soaring, interesting operatic music by Christine Duncan later on, sort of wild operatic music. And those two vocalists really help to set the stage and fit the mood of this wonderful reel. Thank you. It's a lovely old classic there. Chestnuts, that's Freight Train. That's from Buddy Miller and the Majestic Silver Springs. Buddy Miller is a roots music renaissance man, guitar, singer, songwriter, producer, and worked with a wide variety of artists. He was born in Ohio, spent most of his childhood in New Jersey, but he was sparked by an interest in music by hearing Elvis Presley. And then he heard a duet from Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. He knew that country music was where his talent lay, but he's really a pretty rootsy kind of guy. This is from, he's done a number of CDs with his wife Julie, so Buddy and Julie Miller. They had a band called Partners in Crime early on, and then I think Sean Colvin was in that band as well. Buddy did his first solo album, though, in 1985. He's done lots of touring since then. He's played with Emmylou Harris's band, Steve Earle's tours, Alison Krauss, Union Station, and so on. Four times nominated for the Grammy. And Majestic Silver Strings usually includes a bunch of his friends, like Bill Frisell and so on, a bunch of guitarists, and they're sort of fooling around in the living room, which is what the sound is from this one. This was Freight Train. Before that, we heard from Oliver Shore and the Stewed Tomatoes and the Blue Reel. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 227. Next up, we have a duo, Crowfoot and Brubeck. William Crowfoot was an American folk singer, recorded about 20 CDs in a variety of genres, gave concerts all over the world, basically. He spoke for those who couldn't speak for themselves. He was the voice of the underdog, the conscience of youth, the power of conviction, and so on. Christopher Brubeck is an American musician and composer in jazz and classical music. Play sort of bass and piano, bass trombone. He's the son of noted jazz pianist and composer Dave Brubeck. This is a concert they did, and it's called Red, White, and Blues. And they're doing an interesting version of a square dance here called the Unsquare Dance. This is Crowfoot and Brubeck.
Try playing the blues in old 7/4. It can drive you crazy for sure. Always looking for the eighth beat.
Take one off, make it 6 inches.
When you get used to it, it's not such a feat. Unsquare dance. Asymmetrically swing your partner round and round. Now it's time for you to get down. Ain't no waltz, not a country groove. You've gotta find a new way to move. Don't be shy, come on, take a chance. Unsquare dance.
Shock.
queen of the world, though nobody knows it's true. I got a crown hidden in my curls, and the sky is royal blue. Oh, I got love as my first decree, and nobody breaks the rules. And the next one's three-part harmony, and the things that you learn when you're not at school. Oh, I got a history of happiness, and it's written on my face, I guess. And I keep it there so I don't forget that history just gets better, yeah. And we are all kings, we are all queens, on the roof in the summertime. We've been holding court with the 40 Creek and the sunset riding the city's line. Oh, I got a history of happiness, and it's written on my face, I guess. And I keep it there so I don't forget that history just gets better, yeah.
Jenny Ritter from her CD called Raised by Wolves, something called A History of Happiness. She has musical roots from folk and bluegrass, country music. She's a skilled flat picker on guitar and does some clangy, you know, clawhammer banjo sometimes. She's born and raised in a cabin deep in the woods of Vancouver Island and the founder of the well-known country roots band called The Gruff. I've played them on this show. I hope you know of them. After about 10 years with them, she struck out on her own, and she founded, co-founded a Scandinavian folk music trio when she was in Vancouver. Marmota, she created and directs a successful rock and roll choir. It's called the Kingsgate Chorus. Freelances as a guitar accompanist to the West Coast's finest fiddlers and so on. This is for her second album. Her first solo album came out in 2012. This came out in 2015. Lovely sound there. And before that, we heard from Crowfoot and Brubeck in a rather fun version of Unsquare Dance in 7/4 time, which means you have to have a lot of trust in an audience who claps along in 7/4. I mean, my goodness. I think that was recorded at Goshen College, which is a college where people really know how to sing still. And so they, I guess, trusted the audience there. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening, if you're in Ontario, on possibly Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX in London, Ontario, possibly CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, 102.7 FM, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, this is one of my favorite performers. Well, I say that about most everybody I play, don't I? Angelique Kidjo. She's a singer-songwriter, actress, activist from Benin in Africa. She's noted for her rather diverse musical influences, really creative music videos. She's been called Africa's premier of diva for, I don't know, 15 years now. And she does Afropop and Caribbean zouk and Congolese rumba and jazz and gospel and Latin and so on. She sings in 5 different languages. And this is from a live CD called Spirit Rising I got not long ago. And it has some wonderful stuff on it, amazing, including this song, Redemption Song. This is Angelique Kidjo.
Old pirates, yes, there are I. Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. Oh, how long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Oh, won't you help to say songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song, redemption song. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. Oh, how long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Oh, won't you help to sing the songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song. Songs of freedom.
Songs of freedom.
Well, that should get you off your seat and clapping and up and jumping around. That's Angelique Kidjo and Redemption Song. Wonderful song there, Bob Marley song. That it's done in many, many different styles, but it really stands up. And you can tell that's the mark of a good song, is you can twist it and tweak it and so on, and it's still great. That's from her CD called Spirit Rising. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 227, having some spring rambles here. Next up we have, I played a little bit of Rom music earlier, Eastern European Hungarian music. This is another band out of Hungary, Roma Music Ensemble from Pasjab in Hungary. They're founded about 1987, and Parno Grast is their name. It means white horse in the Romani language, and in the Roma culture, white is a symbol of purity, as in a number of other cultures as well, and the horse is a symbol of freedom. Once again, not entirely unknown elsewhere. So white horse is a sound symbol of pure freedom, I guess. Their debut album, Hit the Piano, reached number 7 on the world music charts back in Europe back in 20 years ago now, and this is the title track from that release. This is Parno Grast and Hit the Piano.
Az orgona a susogja, ezeket a Jézu anyja el a mále, sápále. Az orgona a susogja,
Despite the name, I don't think any pianos were hurt during the making of that tune. That's called Hit the Piano, Pornograss out of Hungary. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and there's a variety of ways you could be listening, possibly on Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, or possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. Of course, if you go to look up Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you find us on the web, our webpage has 200, a lot of shows there, more than you'd ever want to listen to in your lifetime. This is my name's Ivan Emke with you every week. Next up, we go from Hungary to the ukulele. This is Ralph Shaw. He was a teenager in Yorkshire, England. He became self-taught sort of on the chromatic harmonica at that time. And then when he went into the university, he was studying actually applied physics, I think in Liverpool. And he sort of switched over to the five-string banjo and plays ukuleles as well and so on. I think he's playing banjo on this. Anyway, he was born in northern Quebec, though, actually, and he came back to Canada in 1988. He, instead of northern Quebec, he ended up, he actually ended up there for a short time. There's a weird kind of story. His father, he graduated with this physics degree. I know, I'm going all over with this introduction, aren't I? Anyway, it was sort of an odd twist of fate. His father once held a job at a research station in the isolated mining town of Shefferville in northern Quebec, and he was keeping track of, things that are happening underground and so on. And he ended up having that very same job in Canada. Weird, eh? Like, how many of us have worked the very same job one of our parents did? Where was I? Oh, yeah. So he ended up in Vancouver, and he played Appalachian Mountain songs and so on. He became a founding member of a children's folk music group called Birds of a Feather. And he created this character, Ralph the Clown, who's an entertainer who carried a ukulele inside a guitar case and so on. He became sort of Canada's king of the ukulele using Tin Pan era, alley era songwriting and so on. Anyway, this is a great, if you like this kind of music with sort of corny like music hall songs, this is simply called It's Turned Out Nice Again. It's one of his CDs. And this is a song called When I'm Cleaning Windows. This is something very different from Ralph Shaw.
I go window cleaning to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you could see what I can see. When I'm cleaning windows, the honeymooning couples too. You should see the Bill and Coo. Oh, you'd be surprised at the things they do. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Oh, the blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he's doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When I'm cleaning windows, chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on my work at all. When I'm cleaning windows, I know a fella, such a swell. He has a thirst, it's plain to tell, because I've seen him drink his bath as well. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pyjamas lying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows. Thank you.
talky queen. She looks a flapper on the screen. She's more like 80 than 18. When I'm cleaning windows, she pulls her hair all down behind and then pulls down her... never mind. And after that pulls down the blind. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. 8 o'clock, a girl she wakes. 5 past 8, a bath she takes. 10 past 8, me ladder breaks. When I'm cleaning windows. When I'm cleaning windows.
Good pull down. Out of bed, don't cry this time. Out of bed, don't cry this time. If you cry about a knuckle, gonna die about a dime. She wouldn't cry, but the money won't mind. I love the way you do. I love the way you do. I love.
Actor and blues musician. He was born in St. Louis, Missouri. As an early teen, he was playing the blues already, and over the years he's had the great good fortune to appear with a virtual who's who of the blues. So people like Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Taj Mahal, Robert Cray. He's been on the blues highway for 45 years. He has lived in Vancouver, BC since the mid-1970s. Became known as an actor first. That's from a CD called House of Refuge. Last Fair Deal Gone Down. Time's come for the last track. This is Kevin Brett, longtime part of the international music scene out of Toronto. He's worked on recordings that have had like 13 Grammy Awards, something like that. People like Cassandra Wilson, Nora Jones. This is a CD he did called Folk Alarm, and an idiosyncratically named tune called Jubilant Nunavut. I wish I could interview him to find out what that means. He's also the leader of the quartet Sisters Euclid that I've played on this show, I know, before. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Roots and Branches Beyond. Hope you enjoyed our travels, and hope you come back again next week. And do take care of each other, okay? happy trails.